Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Three people in Florida, including a Spectrum News 13 TV reporter and a 9-year-old girl, are killed in separate shootings near Orlando. CBS's Christian Benavides heard from Orange County Sheriff John Mina.
Police have arrested 19-year-old Keith Melvin Moses, who they say is responsible for all the shootings.
He has a lengthy criminal history to include gun charges, aggravated battery and assault with a deadly weapon, burglary, and grand theft charges.
Police say the suspect knew the woman who was shot first. It's unclear why he allegedly targeted the news crew. Christian Benavides, CBS News.
A coast-to-coast winter storm hits the Dakotas, and Minnesota and Wisconsin are in the path, too. CBS's Christina Ruffini is in Minneapolis.
Forecasters are saying the back end of this storm, which is expected to come through on Thursday and Friday, could produce wind chills below zero, and those temperatures could drop to a wind chill below 30 or 40 in other parts of an already pretty cold state.
PowerOutage.us says there are about 624,000 customers without power in Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, and Illinois. On the West Coast, there has been snowfall north of Los Angeles. KCAL-TV's Jeff Nguyen reports from Gorman, California.
Teresa Dutz and her daughters made a last-minute run to the library in Fraser Park. They got extra books to hunker down the next few days because more snow is in the forecast for this area.
If they close the road, obviously you can't really go anywhere.
When the snow sticks to the ground, the concern is what will happen to I-5, which is a major artery between Northern and Southern California.
L.A. prosecutors charge Carlos Medina with killing 69-year-old Catholic Bishop David O'Connell. District Attorney George Gascon says Medina is the husband of O'Connell's housekeeper.
This is a brutal act of violence against a person who's dedicated a life to making our neighborhood safer, healthier, and always serving with love and compassion.
Bishop O'Connell was shot multiple times last Saturday in the bedroom of his home, motive not clear. Some of Venice's smaller canals have practically dried up due to a prolonged spell of low tides. CBS's Chris Livesay.
It's sucking that water out of Venetian canals. And it can actually be quite damaging, you know, because so long as the water is there, it's protecting those building foundations.
A U.S. district judge has cleared the way for federal officials to move ahead with plans to shoot dozens of wild cattle in a rugged area of southwestern New Mexico. The operation in the Gila Wilderness is scheduled to start tomorrow. This is CBS News.
Staples stores are a new world of possible with innovative tools for small business and remote workers and learners. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You don't
know my kind of... Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin. you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cancer water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome to the 1 o'clock, no sour, haha, funny hour. We are back on the no sour, haha, funny power hour. What is it, Greg?
The no sour, fun time, haha, power hour.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. We are here with Greg Bach because it is Hump Day, Greg Bach Wednesday. And welcome to the, what is it called, Greg?
No Sour Fun Time Ha Ha Power Hour.
I think the fun time is what I'm usually missing.
That's the stumble.
That's the stumble.
Yeah.
That's.
I still think, Greg, that this can remain fluid. It can alter, can't it?
I mean, it can be anything it wants. We live in a world where you get to be who you are, what you're comfortable with. I'm not throwing down legislation here that's saying it has to be called that. But it's a nice flow of words. The no sour fun time, ha ha. No sour, ha ha, fun time power hour.
It is good.
Yeah.
It's good. It's a mouthful, but it's good. All right. Well, we have exactly that. A fun time in store for you, as hopefully you are staying off the roads if possible. If you are on the roads, please drive safely. Keep your lights on.
It's a mess.
And Jane, give us an update.
Yeah, it's a mess. We had about 10 incidents scattered across the state about an hour ago. Now we have 20, and they're showing up everywhere. We still have that issue around Red Wing, near Sparta, Black River Falls, Portage, Baraboo, Madison, Janesville, Waukesha County, the left lane blocked. I-94 eastbound beyond the ramp from County Highway F, the left lane is blocked. There are at least a dozen. The right shoulder is blocked. 94 westbound around Moreland and then to the south. Three left lanes blocked northbound 94-41 around Highway 20. That could take an hour to get out of the way. If you do not have to go out on the roads, people, please, please, please don't. And if you are going to be on the roads, I personally would avoid the freeways.
I was going to say that. Do you think I should take Blue Mound home?
I would take Blue Mound
home. And not take the freeway home?
Only because at least the speeds are a little bit more moderated. And we've talked before about you knuckleheads who think because you're driving a big truck that the laws of physics do not apply to you. That's not accurate. And so I always feel better when there are fewer people that I can crash into.
Mm-hmm.
So that would just be my suggestion. Watch your speeds. Please be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Can you get home without taking the freeway?
Yes, but I'd rather take the freeway because I feel like by the time I get on the freeway, it's salted better than the back roads.
You're not inaccurate there either. So, but you just got to watch. I'm always worried about how everybody else drives.
Yeah.
Are you a really good driver, Jane?
I like to think so, yes.
I believe that.
I haven't had a ticket since 1986.
What was the ticket for? Speeding?
No. It was for, I was
tattling. In
indecent exposure.
Tattling?
Yeah, indecent exposure.
Tattling?
Can you get ticketed for that?
The sticker said, how's my driving doing? So I called.
That's why they're there, Greg Bach. You don't
Ooh,
want me to.
I got a Greg Bach.
You don't want me to call on how you're driving? You don't want me to call your business when your drivers are driving irresponsibly? Then don't put the number on the side.
Wow.
Greg, what's your middle name?
Steven.
Gregory Steven.
Stephen Bach.
Now we know.
That's a. I love my name. I think it's a great name. My Catholic confirmation, my full name in the Catholic Church, Gregory Stephen David James Bach.
You have three middle names?
No, not
it's
not
a confirmation.
It's a confirmation.
Because you're patron saints and stuff?
Well, no, they're not my patron saints. I loved James Hetfield from Metallica and David Gilmour from Pink Floyd, and I couldn't choose between the two, so I just took David James was my confirmation name. And people were like, oh my gosh, that's so... I'm like, yeah, you have no idea.
And I used my grandmother's name for my confirmation name.
So what was your full confirmation name?
My full confirmation name is Jane Ann Johanna Mantner.
Johanna?
Okay. Oh, that sounds angelic.
Quick, I did all of the work. So I went to a Catholic school until through fifth grade. Then I somehow convinced my parents that I would do better at the public middle school. They let me leave.
Mm-hmm.
I did do better. I would say I enjoyed my time at my public middle school. But the agreement was that I would have to go to CCD and still do the classes and all
I hate
the stuff.
You kids.
And so I did all of the work, because we've also talked about this, and that as I got older, I got more involved in church, not because of my
devotion
or my strong faith, but because I realized that by being in choir or doing the readings, it was a lot less boring to sit through mass. And so I did all the classes, and I literally got to the end in eighth grade, and I had the conversation with my mom. I was like, you know what? I've done all the work. I think we were like 2 months away from confirmation. I was like, I don't feel anything
when
I go to church. And she was like, well, you have to tell your grandmother. And but I never, despite doing the work, I never ended up getting confirmed because I kind of made the decision at 13 that I was like, I don't think in this.
So wait, you got confirmed at 13?
I would have.
What church were you in?
Catholic.
But again, that's eighth grade.
Well, eighth grade. We got confirmed in junior year.
Oh, yeah. And you were Catholic?
Yeah, because it was like you were closer to the idea of being an adult, and you were still like, but so yeah, I thought the Lutheran kids and other denominations did that eighth grade year. I've never heard of Catholics do it. Maybe they've changed that too because I went to school 1,000 years ago.
Well, how old were you when you got confirmed?
I believe I was in eighth grade, so I went to school 2,000 years ago, and that so maybe it has.
She knew Jesus.
We were buds, man. Yeah. I used to loan him sandals.
Bridget, my wife, my wonderful wife of over 10 years, was not allowed to get confirmed.
Why?
Asking too many questions.
So she wanted to get confirmed, but her parents wouldn't let her?
No. She went to confirmation classes. Her parents paid for the confirmation. In fact, they said, you have to keep going to classes because we paid for them. But she went to them, and she just was asking questions. And the priest finally just said, you can't get confirmed.
Because you don't believe.
I thought when you just said that, I thought you meant I was asking too many questions by asking why she couldn't get confirmed.
Oh, no.
She was told she can't get confirmed because she was asking too many questions.
Correct.
In the classes.
So she never got confirmed in the Catholic Church. And her I can't remember if her parents were upset. I think they were upset. I think they were more upset at the fact that they spent the money on the classes. Because when I was going, like, you had to take the classes for like a year. You had to take a retreat, which you had to pay for. Mm-hmm. You had to do service hours. I mean, it was an extended activity. It may have been longer. It may have been like a year and a half. But yeah, you had to like dig in.
So wait, when you say you hated the CCD kids, does that mean you went to a parochial school?
I went to St. Mary's here in Waukesha.
Okay.
And I went to St. Joseph's downtown Waukesha. And I went to CMH here, which is across the valley from St. Mary's here in Waukesha. So my 12 years of Catholic school, the CCD kids would come in on Sundays for the classes and take things from my desk. The only kids I hated more than the CCD kids, the Lutheran kids.
Why did you hate the Lutheran kids?
Because they would ride the same bus as ours, and our bus, I'm not kidding you when I say this, our bus driver was part of the Lutheran parish that they went to school for, and he favored them and would get us in trouble and was mean to us. I'm not kidding you. His nickname was Spike. Probably still is, unless he's dead. Point is, he was mean. They sucked. I was great.
How could he tell the difference of which kids were which?
Because you picked us up at St. Mary's, and then you would go to the Lutheran school, which is right down here, like, which is literally walking distance away from, well, maybe not walking distance, but it's like a mile away from here. We'd pick them up, and it was always like, yeah, no, I hear my favorite kids, and shut up, stupid Catholic kids. Gotta lead Martin Luther. He nailed things to doors. I don't know. He wasn't an old-timey dude. I don't know why I'm
giving
him.
His nickname was Spike.
His nickname was Spike.
Did he wear things with spikes on it? Did he have a mohawk?
No, he didn't have. He looked like a guy who definitely at one point will say, well, now my mom lives with me. That's the vibe I got from him. Is just.
What age does that happen? For a guy, when you go from you're living with your parents to your parents are living with you, is it an age thing or is it who's paying the bills thing?
I think it's a who's paying the bills thing.
Okay.
Yeah. I think one day, like in your late 30s, early 40s, it's like your parent or parents are getting to an age where you're like, all right, now I'm doing the grocery shopping. I'm doing all this stuff. And you basically just one day probably make it be like, all right, I'll pay the mortgage now.
Is it who has the master bedroom? Do you think at that point,
no.
If you take over the mortgage, you're like, we're switching rooms.
Good luck trying to do that. I feel like especially if your dad was still alive, like, hey, dad, you're moving to my bedroom. Like, I can still fight you. I can still put you down. All right, sonny boy, just because you buy the Sunny D in this family doesn't mean you get to tell me where I sleep. I sleep in the basement.
Well, this segment was not what we had planned to talk about.
This took an odd turn.
Yes. But we were going to talk about a archaeological find.
We can save it.
We can save it.
Yeah, it's.
Well, what do we want to talk about next? Because we were going to talk about Starbucks is now going to start putting olive oil in the coffee.
Yeah, why? Come on. Gross.
I'm just saying. I guess it's supposedly an Italian thing. So we can talk about that. Or we could talk about archaeologists discover ancient wooden phallus that may be exactly what it looks like.
Oh, I feel like we should tell.
That's what we previewed on the live stream.
Yeah. I feel like we should talk about the phallus just because we've talked about it. But like, also, like, Starbucks. Am I really getting my Italian heritage from Starbucks?
I don't know. Howard Schultz is going to put a bet on this.
Howard Schultz also. Howard Schultz.
Had he not tried to play with the idea of running for president.
Yeah.
And now is pretty anti-union, which is a whole other thing. But like, up until those two things.
He was kind of a good guy. He was.
And, you know, if. Bulletproof coffee, very popular.
What is that?
That's just straight butter in your coffee.
Is that what?
It's supposed to like, be very good for your brain. See, now we're torn on what we're going to talk
butter
about.
Butter in coffee?
Butter in coffee. You've never heard of bulletproof coffee?
No,
I haven't either.
Ha
ha ha. Clearly, I'm the one who spent time in Silicon Valley where this really
was the power
brain juice that was all the fad for a couple years.
Why don't you talk about finance while you're at it?
All right, well, we're taking a break to figure out what we're going to talk about next, but you should stay tuned. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You refuse to put anything before your pride. What I got will knock your
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5.
Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again, then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
A winter storm warning continues until noon today. A mixture of sleet and freezing rain likely overnight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows around 28, winds out of the east 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mixed precipitation likely again tomorrow, 34. About an inch of snow overnight through tomorrow with another dusting Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Hite. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
I was a little bitty boy. My grandmother bought me a cute little toy. Silver bells hanging on a string. She told me it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling-o.
Ding-a-ling!
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. Greg Bach is here. We are rounding out our 1 o'clock, no sour, fun time, happy power hour. Greg's just shaking his head.
Yeah, it's going to be fluid, but make it good too. Oh, jeez.
Jane, updates on roads?
It's not good.
It's not good.
No, I don't know what else to say, you guys, because honestly, every time I check this map and it is 511wi.gov, you should check it out before you head out on the roadways. Every time I check this map, there's another six accidents spread somewhere around Wisconsin, everywhere from Janesville to Madison to Portage to Tomah to Red Wing, Fond du Lac, Oshkosh, Milwaukee, Racine. A lot of them are off on the sides, but we do have some where lanes are blocked. And again, the best advice I want to give you is if you can stay off the roads.
Ooh, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, it's a mess.
It's a mess. And our company chat, people have been chiming in that, you know, someone just sent a video as far as the ice on the Madison's east side is, like, their windows are already coated in ice and you can hear it, like, crackling already. And so...
Yeah, if you want to share with us, just as long as you're safe, I don't want you calling in or texting while you're driving.
Yes.
844-967-2789. Love to hear what it's like where you are. Again, provided you can do it safely.
Yes. I swear to God, if you call from Palm Springs, we will hang up on you.
Debbie and Pete Bry, we do not want to talk to you right now.
Checking in from Cancun.
I don't care how bad the wind is out there.
Oh, no. The wind.
Can't golf today.
We all have our crosses we must bear.
All right. So ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Chuck Berry.
It's
a classic.
So I think I found this last week. This started to, you know, the middle school humor in all of us came out when...
The interest started to grow in this story.
Exactly. So archaeologists discover ancient wooden phallus that may be exactly what it looks like. And so, you know, you never know what you're going to find, those archaeologists.
You sure don't.
As far as the...
stumbling over stuff.
What could this be? It looks pretty obvious when you look at it. It's a flared base, so we can at least say that much.
So it resembles a sex toy of some
yes.
type, we shall say.
Yes. And we're gonna walk that line for the next 6 minutes.
We should just be making archaeological and Indiana Jones jokes throughout this entire segment.
So in reality, throughout history, if we're being honest, including present day, phallic statues, phallic
symbolism
is common, right? in ancient Rome, you know, there was lots of phallic, like there was like good luck charms and necklaces and stuff like that.
It was about fertility.
And so
yay.
The potential that this was, that what they found was a decoration could be.
Sure.
Could be true.
Could have been a statue.
But this particular wooden phallus was analyzed by researchers at Newcastle University and University College Dublin, and they may have decided that it is more, this one in particular had more of a sensual role in its purpose,
as opposed to what this one was used for digging.
But I do have to say this, and my husband and I have been fortunate enough to travel to many places around the world, and we visited many museums in Egypt and Greece and all over the place. And I'm always amazed sometimes by some of the leaps that archaeologists make with the things that they find.
Okay.
And then assign a purpose for this. We were at some small museum in Greece, and there's a rock that has some indentations on the top and then three little rocks. And they said, well, that's an old game.
Huh.
Oh, come on. It looks like a rock with other little rocks.
Was it a Moncala game? The game Moncala?
Let's call this a game. Who's going to know?
Who's going to know?
Who's going to judge?
I don't think you can call it, but the problem is you can't call this thing anything else but.
The people who found this thing, so the study author's analysis revealed that both ends of this phallus, first discovered in Vindolanda in 1992.
Okay.
Were noticeably smoother, which is indicative of repeated contact over time. Quote, the size of the phallus and the fact that it was carved from wood raises a number of questions to its use in antiquity. We cannot be certain of its intended use. So at least they're being honest that we cannot declare what this was.
Okay.
But in contrast to most other phallic objects that make symbolic use of that shape for a clear function, like a good luck charm, we know that ancient Romans and Greeks used sexual implements. The object from Vindolanda could be an example of one of those. So, who knew that they had sandpaper?
That's valuable. Now
that's your takeaway.
What did they do to smooth it out? Get rid of the splinters.
That's an archaeological find right there.
They probably used, I can't think of the word now. I can never think of words when I'm on this show.
Yes, you can. You're very witty.
Oh, man. They probably used planes. They probably had like a planer that you would just, instead of using sandpaper, you would just smooth it out through a planer or with some sort of chisel.
I'd still be concerned about
some of their issues. I don't trust it.
Oh, absolutely. No. Absolutely. I 100% agree with you. And I also like how when you can just throw the words in antiquity.
In antiquity. So we'll link this to today's show notes so you can check it out. Just check out what it looks. Maybe you can tell us what you think it was used for. Maybe these archaeologists were wrong. So controlled chaos. Controlled chaos this hour is. All right, when we come back, agree or disagree, some more 2023 etiquette rules, Emily Post. Stick around. This is Ask Us Wisconsin.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Three people are dead in three separate shooting incidents in one suburban Orlando neighborhood, with a single suspect in custody. The first victim, a woman, then says Orange County Sheriff John Mina.
At some point around 4 o'clock, he returns to the scene. He goes to the vehicle where the news media people are at. He shoots both the people from News 13.
one of whom died. And after that, the suspect allegedly shot another woman and her small daughter. The mother survived. The child died. Now, the Weather Channel's Chris Warren watching an almost coast-to-coast winter storm. A really big deal even for Minnesota.
Before the extreme cold arrives, dangerous travel conditions can be expected. In Minneapolis and the Twin Cities, several inches of more snow is expected.
On Ash Wednesday at the Vatican, Pope Francis ushering in the Roman Catholic period of sacrifice and reflection. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in mind of Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in mind of Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't want no drama. No strings, we can keep it chillin' low-key. Once I get what I want, I'll be up off a dime. Baby, that's what I'm on, so press me. No promise, no ring. It's the weekend, I wanna be.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. We are marching towards the end of our show today, Wednesday. We have Jane Madner, per usual, and Greg Buck, because it is Wednesday. And we are having controlled chaos in this hour as we cross our fingers that we can all get home safely.
Yeah, it's not good out there, my friends, and it just continues to get worse, and I think conditions are likely going to continue to deteriorate. We have at least 20 accidents now scattered across the state. Portage, Baraboo, Madison, Janesville, Waukesha, Altoma. Yeah, it's so if you don't have to go out, please don't go out.
Oh, if you ever get your own show, Jane, it should be called Janesville.
Is that where I just scold people for like an hour, Greg?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Janesville. Oh, that's really funny. All right. Well, you are always welcome to join the conversation and give us your opinion, especially when we talk about the New York magazine's opinion on what you can and cannot do or what you should or should not do in current exchanges with friends, loved ones, strangers. So we're going to go through some of them and debate, since we have another voice here today, to see if you... Yesterday, Jane and I agreed, I think, on almost everything.
Pretty much.
Okay.
But 844-967-2789, and let's roll into the first one. The proper response to being told something you already know isn't, I know, it's, you're right.
I totally agree with that.
I agree with that. I never do that.
I think if you tell, if someone tells you something you already know, I think also with enthusiasm to help connect you, you're right. Like, but that I know. It's like, I feel like you can never say I know without some stank.
But does it also depend on who's telling you the information?
There's that.
Oh, absolutely. Like if Daniel Kelly told me that water was wet, I'd be like, I know. And how did you get on the Supreme Court?
Well, he's not there yet.
No, well, he was.
When he was, yeah. I say. Okay. That's my thing. I think this goes back to, what was the prompt yesterday where we said, I think it's the mispronunciation.
Yes. It depends upon who's delivering the info.
And your relationship. Because I think there is room in this for the petty understanding that some people just rub you the wrong way. And so when there is a certain family member that I am related to who loves to tell me things that I actually did for a living, I like to remind him, I know, I did that for a living.
Well, you got a whole sentence. But you can also, like going back with the whole, like, connection thing, that's fun. I can be like, yeah, you're right. Or, like, water's wet. Yeah, you're right. You can, the tone, you just take that tone.
Yes, that's true, too. But the spirit of this, I agree with, in that if someone is genuinely not mansplaining something to you, mm-hmm, and not discrediting your that you already know something,
yeah,
but they're genuinely trying to tell you something, and that connection of saying, yeah, oh, you're right. So I would say I'm 50-50 on this advice, because I feel like that needs more context.
A good old-fashioned right is also great too.
Right, I know.
Yeah,
how about that?
Oh, there you go.
All right, when casually asked, how are you? Say good.
Disagree. For one thing, grammatically incorrect.
Well.
Yeah. Second, no, I don't think it's a good idea.
So this is the explanation. It's neutral and doesn't force someone to endure a trauma dump or a spiel on how the world is up in flames.
I disagree.
Okay.
Good with an exclamation point. Good. I feel like, oh no, what did you do? What am I going to listen to now? Like, if you say, like, I'm doing good, I always say I'm plugging along. I say I'm plugging along.
Except when you say I'm peachy keen.
When I'm peachy keen and feeling peachy keen, when I say I'm tired, I'm usually depressed. But when I say I'm plugging along, that just means I'm living life.
Jane, what do you think?
Yeah, we're so conditioned to do this that you ask out of a sense of politeness and then you answer good out of a sense of politeness, because do we really care how everybody is every day? I mean, some people I think we do, but otherwise it's just one of those niceties that we exchange on a regular basis.
I see. I agree with that. I think, and I would never, if I wasn't doing well, or if, I mean, because the other honest answer is basically to say I'm super stressed. I'm super busy. I'm exhausted, blah, blah, blah. And then I don't know. Yeah. I think sometimes it is just easier to be like, I'm good.
Yeah.
And again, this depends upon who is asking the question. If it's a close friend, you can probably unload on them because they're going to be more accepting if they ask the question of how are you. But just for those little nicety things, you know, I don't want to know that you had a fight with your boyfriend.
I don't know. I don't want to know you hate your boss.
Right, well, I will just check that off of what I tell Jane from now on. Good Lord.
But here's a better question. When people ask that, do you say good or do you say I'm well?
I say good.
I say I'm doing well. I never say I'm well. I say I'm doing well.
Do you ever say I'm good?
Or sure,
does that bug you because of the grammatical incorrectness?
It bugs me for myself. If someone else says it, it doesn't bother me, because I'm not going to impose my draconian, terrible beliefs on somebody else. But if I do it, I'm like, oh. But if I ask someone behind a counter or someone who's serving me how they're doing. I genuinely am interested in how they're doing. They don't have to tell me 1,000 things because the service industry gets treated like a service class and people are like, here, give me this and give me that. If I walk up to a counter and someone's like, hey, how are you doing today? They might not take me seriously, but I literally would love to know, like, how are you doing today? Because you've been taking care of people. It's a hard job. I'm sure you've dealt with individuals who see you as nothing more than a conduit to getting their beer or their food or whatever. So when I see a service industry person and they're helping me out, I'm always, when I say, how are you doing? I mean it. Like, how are you doing?
Has anyone ever answered genuinely beyond, I'm good?
Yeah, I think so. Gas stations. You'll get honest responses from gas station attendants and restaurant people. Because, like, if you ask in a certain tone, you'd be like, hey, how are you doing today? Instead of like, how you doing? Like, if you say like
you look them in the eye.
Yeah. My name is Greg. I'm here to, I'll be your server today. How are you doing? Good. How are you doing? If you frame it with a tone, you can say like, oh, I actually want to know how you're doing. So
there you go.
There you go.
All right. Moving on.
Moving on.
This one's great. I have a feeling we're all going to agree on this one. If you bring up astrology and it isn't met enthusiastically, change the topic.
Absolutely.
I'll put one addendum on there. If you bring up astrology and it isn't met enthusiastically, change the topic, comma, quick. Make it fast. Don't just. No one wants to hear this stuff.
I would assume the three of us none of us are into astrology.
No. I stopped reading my horoscope 30 years ago.
I think it's silliness. I'll say it.
I got, when we were at the Make-A-Wish Foundation thing that we went to on Friday, which was fun, but it was a Mardi Gras theme, and they had palm readers and tarot card readers, and I would say I was so excited. We were standing in line to get it done, and two of our friends who were with us were so into what they, one got her palm read and was super into it, and one got his tarot cards read and was like, really got something out of it. And I sat down and I said tarot cards, and I was wildly disappointed. There was like, I got nothing out of that reading.
Yeah.
And so, but I have had my chart read before, my astrological chart. This is a long time
from
ago.
From your doctor?
No, not that too. And that I remember being wildly accurate. And that felt like, oh, maybe I do believe in this, some of this stuff, because it wasn't just how sometimes, you know, they're written in a way that anyone can get something out of them.
Yep.
It was specific. And I was like, oh, maybe there is something to this. And so I'm not totally not a believer, but it's certainly not something where I ask someone their sign. I'm like, oh, well, that explains a lot.
My favorite thing is there's a meme that went around where it says, like, what sign are you? And the guy says, dinosaur. And she says, that's not even a thing. And he goes, none of them are. I think it's silliness. I do.
Do you believe in, like, anything as far as it dictating your personality or
no.
anything like that?
No.
How about your Myers-Briggs test?
Those are stupid too. That's astrology that went to grad school. What are you talking about? This is stupid.
It's like, what color are you? What combination of letters are you?
I'm hairy peach color. That's what I look like. Tell me what I'm doing here. Tell me what school I should go to. No, it's all silliness.
What color's your parachute, Greg?
Well, let's talk about auras then.
Goodbye.
Change the subject quick. All right, so we're all in agreement that if you bring up astrology and no one seems interested, don't push it. Change the subject. All right, next one. Actually, it's great to talk about the weather.
I have no problems talking
about the weather.
It depends on where the conversation goes.
But I feel like it is one of the true unifiers as far as small talk.
Yeah, but we don't ever say, oh man, it's windy again today.
I do.
I know, but like,
I mean, I would start, is the amount of intro calls I've sat in my life of like meetings or, oh, like I have like three this week of just like someone reached out. It's like, let's connect. And, you know, it's just kind of like banter and you're getting to know someone. And like, what is the easiest thing to break the ice with? The weather, especially in this state.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not against talking about the weather, but I just, anytime I, especially now that I'm a homeowner, anytime I talk about the weather, I'm always something like, don't bring up shoveling, because then I just feel like the guy standing outside of his house going, oh, that's a lot of shoveling has to happen today. should have put salt down before I did this.
And that Bach doesn't know how to shovel the right way.
Rookie mistake! I'm not against talking about the weather. I'm not. But also, when I talk about the weather, in my head at one point, I'm like, you are talking about the weather.
Really?
You are your father.
No.
I should talk about the lawn while you're at it, which I will.
Are you good? Are you going to be like the lawn mowers guy?
I'm the lawnmower guy.
Are you like going to take a lot of pride in your lawn?
This year I want to start doing. Yeah, I want to. Like, yeah, we got to do a bunch of work on the landscaping side of the house.
But... Are you gonna mow on an angle?
Post pictures of you mowing on an angle.
I'd like to mow on an angle, but the way the house is set up, it doesn't work. Oh. It doesn't. Only one section will it work. Everything else is so. But yeah.
All right. Last one. This is. Don't address two or more women as ladies.
What if I snap my fingers and point?
Hey, ladies. I'm totally guilty of this. I think I go so far, it's not even just a verbal, in person, in real life. Mm-hmm. I address, hey, ladies, in emails when there's two women that I am talking to in an email. Like, I am very guilty of this.
And I said this before, too. I think it's different when women refer to ladies as ladies. When men do it, it just sounds weird. If I wrote an email to you and Jane saying, hey, ladies, I would be like, why did you type that?
I would never take it as that, though.
Yeah. I would feel much weirder if you said, hey, women.
Well, yeah.
Hey, females.
Yes.
Hey, females.
Those females are...
Hey, female, not men. Want to talk about phallus on the radio show? Loving sloppy kisses, Greg.
So I will say the context here that they wrote, New York Magazine wrote, is it's oddly creepy when it comes from a man, and in other contexts it reads as an unnecessary attempt to feign some kind of unity or connection between women. I don't know if I agree with that. Oh,
that person had too many philosophy classes.
This woke agenda.
Yeah. This is one that does not offend. Yeah. Like, being on the receiving end of it, I wouldn't think twice about it. And I certainly am someone who also uses it and doesn't think twice.
But what
about
I said
me too.
What I said to both of you two before was that I don't like sports teams, high school sports teams being like,
yes,
the Lady Cavaliers. Ugh.
The Lady Popes. That can't even be a thing.
Pious, change it. Just call yourself the Nuns and the Popes.
Yeah, just call them the Nuns. What's the highest you put? Highest?
None.
The highest you can get is none?
None.
Chief Nun?
Yeah.
Who's the
Mother Teresa?
Well, I think principal. I mean, if you're a nun,
but you're still a nun.
Well, there's a Mother Superior.
Mother Superior. That's the Sound of Music character I was trying to think of.
She's still a nun. I got into an argument with a high school
nun.
No, theology teacher about this, about women's place in the church and how I thought it was the inequality was awful.
You were asking too many questions. Mm-hmm. All right, when we come back, headliner at the Laughing Tap this weekend. Stick around.
Stick around, ladies.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Here's today's STEM tip.
Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter storm warning continues until noon today. Overcast skies overnight with a mix of sleet and freezing rain possible at times. Lows around 28. East winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mixed precipitation likely again tomorrow, 34. About an inch of snow overnight through tomorrow with another dusting Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. We're wrapping things up on Wednesday with Greg Bach still here. And last update from us, but not from Civic Media, but for us today, Jane, final update on the roads and the weather.
Oh, boy.
Sorry.
I-39, 9094 northbound, about 4 miles past the ramp from County CS. The two left lanes there are blocked. We literally have accidents scattered all over the place, predominantly in central and southern Wisconsin, Janesville, Racine, Milwaukee. A lot of those have gotten cleared out. Now we have a bunch more in Madison. Baraboo has about 4 or 5. Toma, at least one. Many of these are off on the shoulders and stuff, but that is just indicative of how slippery it is and how bad things are. So please, if you don't have to go out, please don't.
Yeah, I'm going to be taking it very slow. I think I am going to take
Blue Mound. That's what I'm going to do.
And not get on the freeway. Because the wind, watching the wind outside the window here is...
It's impressive.
Yeah. How quickly it changed. Because driving in today was easy.
Yeah,
it wasn't bad coming in.
And all right. Well, to wrap up today, as we usually do, Greg Bach, who's going to be at the Laughing Tap once the weather's better this weekend?
Oh, good old Tom Takkar. He's going to be making his Laughing Tap debut this weekend. Three shows, one on Friday, two on Saturday. Go to laughingtap.com for tickets. I believe there's a low ticket alert on the Friday early show. So come on out for the Saturday early show. Coming out for the Friday or the Saturday late show. And he's really fun. He's been on Conan. He's been on Comedy Central. He's been on the Tonight Show. And I believe we have a clip.
I'm from Indiana. I live in New York, but my family refuses to visit me here, my friends, because they're all scared of New York. They think it's too dangerous, which is crazy because Indiana is the most dangerous place I've ever been. When I was a kid, our main form of entertainment was a trampoline that didn't have the guard net thing around it. Those are like little kid death traps. Every kid hobbles away like, we lost Jeremy back there, and I'm different now. My brother broke his leg on our trampoline immediately because he did that thing where he was like, I'm going to go as high as I can on a new trampoline. And then he did. And then he started to float away from the trampoline. You know that moment where you see somebody suspended in the air and you're like, oh, no, we're about to hear a new noise. That's going to be crazy. But my brother broke his leg and then he made me we didn't want to tell my mom what happened because we didn't want to lose the trampoline. So he made me drag him into the house. And then when my mom got home, we told her that my uncle broke my brother's leg. Because we were more willing to lose him than a bouncy tarp. So
yes, Tom Takkar, fantastic.
Okay.
I am so looking forward to this weekend. I have been following Tom for a very long time. And I think he is fantastically hilarious, and I cannot wait to have him here at the club. So,
do people still have those trampolines?
Oh, yeah, yeah. My cousin and her husband had one for the kids, and it did have that. Because I grew up without the sides.
So when he says the guardrail, does that mean like the tall things that you can like kind of bounce off of?
Yeah.
Or does he mean like the plastic part that just even goes on the rim
I think
of the trampoline, and so it's just the exposed Springs.
I think he's talking about the former, because growing up, even we had like the pads on it.
Yeah.
In the mid-80s.
But your foot could still go through that thing, yeah. And all of a sudden you're trapped.
Yeah, and now, and like they had one of the ones with the guard netting on the side. And they like spent a bunch of money, and they're like, the kids use it twice, and we gave it away to a neighbor, and they're like, we don't get rid of it, and like, you never use it, because everyone wants a trampoline until you have a trampoline. It's like a pool table.
Except the pool table is actually a skill you can get better at.
Yeah, but who does though? I mean,
I don't know. I've never had a pool table. Exactly. I'm not good at pool. But I having a the kids who had trampolines, like it was fun as a kid. Yeah. I wanted one, but there was a big no.
Kevin Grossclaws had one, and we went to his house.
Okay. Did anyone ever get hurt?
No, not that you know of. And that advice morphs into adulthood. Don't buy a boat. Be friends with someone who has a boat.
That's very true.
Perfect.
But it is funny, because I remember at one point, those got started getting really popular in the 90s of, you know, in certain rich families had the trampoline. But then, like, a couple years later, you started to have, like, to sign waivers if you were going to get on the trampoline at certain houses.
Did you really?
I didn't know that.
Because they're liable, right? And just, like, our you know, litigious culture of suing someone if your kid gets hurt at their house. They're like, we're not liable for this. You sign away your rights, 10-year-old.
The trampoline company, like, please visit our website for all of our legal documentation.
All right, well, that sounds super fun.
It's going to be super fun.
Who's any other openers or hosts?
Yes, we've got Rachel Mack, who's featuring. Rachel has been on David Spade's Lights Out. She actually just hosted last week as well. Both artists last week and this week requested her to be on, and she is fantastic. So she's featuring. And then Madison Oconomowoc's own Rich D'Amore will be hosting. Rich is fantastic. He's very deadpan style, very, very funny. Just crushes every time, and I love that kid to death. So, yeah, three comics, wonderful lineup. LaughingTap.com for show information. $20 tickets, no drink minimums. Have yourself a good time. Support local comedy. Support local art. Support local business.
And that's such a good deal, Greg. It really is. It is.
Yeah.
We still got to get Jane there.
Yep. We were talking about that before the show. We'll make it happen.
We're going to make it happen. Yep. All right. Well,
company field trip.
Yeah. So, for us, unless something keeps us from being here tomorrow, which... we'll see. I mean, the fact that this storm advisory is until noon tomorrow.
It is until noon tomorrow. I'm just concerned about icing and stuff.
I'm tomorrow.
I love cake.
And by the way, I want to thank all our texters today who checked in. And our last text is from the 262. Please, everybody, be safe on the way home today. So thank you so much. We really appreciate that.
And we will.
We will.
We're going to sign off. We're going to hand things over to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian and the Chad Holmes Show on WXCO. We will be 98% chance that we will be back tomorrow. And if we are back tomorrow, or when we're back tomorrow, George Stanley is going to be here.
I'm excited.
Former editor of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's here for a full hour, so I cannot wait to have that conversation with him. But stay safe. Keep your lights on. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
It makes me smile, and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh, my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes. Yeah. I love it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.